talking about the creator economy, the creator space here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Being the host of the Corpus Christi Originals podcast, I'm in a new space now. With other creators, other podcasters, other content creators, stuff like that, right? I'm starting to see, or I have been seeing, the same type of manipulation tactics, narcissism, that type of stuff amongst creators that I've seen before in the past with a previous relationship with a narcissistic parent. Triangulation mostly is what I'm talking about mostly right now. That creator A and creator B would have a specific relationship, but then you got creator C in the middle that's communicating between the two, wanting to be in the position of power, right? Creator C is the one that's causing the conflict between creator A and B. Honestly, I really didn't want this to happen. Like, man, not again. You know what I mean? That type of my attitude. However, I'm smart enough and wise enough to realize that it's inevitable. It's going to happen, right? One way that I found around this, for instance, in my case, I've had siblings with a narcissistic parent. And the way that I figured out how to take the narcissist from the position of power between my brothers and I, is to go to my brother directly. Hey, bro, mom said this, this, and this. Is this true? Instead of, mom, why did he say this? Why did he say that? No, go to my brother directly. Bro, I'm hearing this. Is this true? That's the first step right there. Creators. Creator A, creator B, creator C. Creator A and B, if creator C is in the between them, remove creator C, talk directly from A to B. This would help the creator economy. That's one topic. Next topic is sharing gear. I use the DJI mic. I'm using it right now. I just started using it for two-person interviews. It's a lavalier mic. It's direct. It's connected to this camera. This is a Sony ZV-E10. Sony ZV-E10 with a Sigma 16mm 1.4 aperture. You've got the game. This is the camera that I'm using now. This is the mic that I'm using now. Also, this mic comes with two of them. Here's the other mic. The other one goes here. The transmitter goes. These are the two transmitters. The receiver goes in here. This is a charging case. The receiver goes on the camera. The transmitter is the mic. Goes on there. Another thing that I use for my interviews. I've got this portable mic thing. Has a little box. You put this little thing here. You attach it to here. Put that on top. Boom, you got a mic. Talking mic. These right here are stickers. On here. I'm sorry, the camera is set to focus directly on my face. That's why it's not focusing on this. But this has a, these are stickers. Another sticker, another sticker, another sticker. Bam. Save up some cash. Buy yourself a setup. Start your own podcast. There's the game right there. I'm not afraid to tell you. Some people, you know, I'm not afraid to give you the game. Feel free to reach out to me. My email address, ccoriginalspodcast@gmail.com. ccoriginalspodcast@gmail.com. Now, my emails, I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of people trying to contact me. If I don't respond to you right away, it's because I've got other stuff going on. And eventually I feel like it's going to get to the point where maybe I need a charge for my time. And which is topic number three, charging for your time. People will get upset that you're charging them. Like, what? You're charging me? Why? Well, I've got 50 other people in line waiting to hear the same type of information. I've got a job, full-time job. I'm married. I got kids. I've got a podcast. What else? I've got other stuff, stand-up comedy. I got all kinds of stuff. And you want me to stop everything for you? That should say something about the person that's wanting to get information from you. But yeah, so, and this is just the rest of my rambling right here. This is me getting on the soapbox for topic number four. It's just, I want for our creator economy to thrive. And I feel like Lupe from Choose Wisely was saying on my podcast, Corpus Christi Originals, he was saying, come from an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity mindset. Abundance meaning like sharing. I'm sharing this information with you guys. I was on a live stream where I shared people's businesses, and just sharing the game, I guess. You know what I mean? That's kind of the thing that I do. Another thing that I do that I think that a lot of podcasts locally should do is clips. Make clips of your video. Use, you know, you either edit it manually the old school way or do it the new way, which is use like Opus Clip, which is what I use. I use Opus Clip, which you put the video inside of Opus Clip and it chops it up into short videos. That way you can post to social media and it picks the best clips that it think might be best for your audience, and you post it to social media everywhere. I can post it to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, like all these different platforms if I wanted to. I think podcasts should use those clips to get people into the long form version of the podcast. It's like a funnel. The clip is like the initial like doorstep when you're knocking at someone's door to ask, tell them about a product or whatever. So clips, I think, is huge to get followers, to get engagement. And also with clips, with that, here's some more game that I can share with you guys. With clips, put a hook at the very beginning. Same thing like in music. Put the catchy part first. I'm giving away some more game. If you're local to Corpus, one way to gain traction, make that hook, that first 2 to 3 seconds where the person is talking about something that is important to the people in Corpus. And that in itself has grown my following exponentially faster than any long form video has done for my podcast so far. So put at the very beginning, first 2-3 seconds, like for instance, okay, we're in Corpus. Hot topic right now is water. The first few words could be the water in Corpus Christi. Ba 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 ba. That's the hook. First 3 seconds. And then that hooks the person that's locally in Corpus to want to listen to that clip. You know, and then also too. I'm just recently experimenting with volume. Volume meaning the number of clips you put out per day. I'm seeing that if I put like at least 4 clips a day, like during the day, starting morning, lunch, middle, and then dinner or dinner and then after, whatever, there's more volume. There's more eyes on your content. I can share some more game. more game. Somebody recently sent me a message like, how come you don't share your YouTube links on Facebook? The reason why, the only time, and I told him the only time I really share a link of YouTube to Facebook is if the video has a bunch of views, a bunch of shares, and a bunch of comments, and a bunch of reactions. Like, meaning, like, at least, I don't know, I can't gauge it right now, but if it's got a lot of views, like thousands of views, like say 2,000 to 5,000 views, then I would put a link, full episode here, in the comments, not in the description, in the comments. The reason why that is because YouTube prioritizes its own content. I'm sorry, Facebook prioritizes its own content over any other platform's content. So if you're going to Facebook and you're trying to put a YouTube link on there, Facebook's going to be like, wait a minute, you're trying to send people away from Facebook? That's not going to fly. Therefore, we're going to flag this post from reaching potential audience members on Facebook because you're trying to get our audience members away from YouTube. It's not going to fly. So if somebody directly asks, like, or, you know, and the cool thing about community is that other community members can tell them like, oh, you can check out their YouTube channel, whatever, yada, yada. But they have to know that there's a YouTube channel. So if they ask directly, hey, can you send the link or can you share the link in the comments? If they ask me that in the comments, I'll send them directly to them in a direct message. That way you got that person as a direct message. You know that who they are and you know, who your audience members are. These are metrics right here, guys. So there's some game right there, you guys. And the main thing that made me think about this is that if you're another creator and you're hearing about me from other creators, come to me. Don't feel free to come to me directly as a creator. If you're in the podcast space like me, you own a podcast, come to me directly instead of hearing from other people about me. You know what I mean? And I hope that I can do the same and go in the other direction and asking you for information or whatever, what have you. Or even collaborate if you want to. You know what I mean? Feel free to contact me. ccoriginalspodcast@gmail.com. I know who you are. Like, I usually normally know who other creators in the space are. And, you know, shout out to the other podcasts that are out there. There's a page I created called the Corpus Christi Podcasts. It's a group page for people for Corpus Christi Podcasts and Corpus Christi Podcast listeners. I created that page specifically for other creators like me, other podcasters in town. They want to share game, share their episodes, you know, what have you. Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.